Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
A grand jury in Los Angeles just told us what the prosecutors think happened inside Rob and Michelle Reiner's bedroom. Not that their son killed them. They charged him with that in December. The indictment unsealed on August 12th says something the original charges didn't. It says he planned it. Lying in wait. That's the new allegation. And under California law, it means the prosecution is arguing that Nick Reiner concealed what he intended to do, watched and waited for his opportunity, and launched a surprise attack on his parents inside their own home. Big news, big deal, probably the biggest update event in this entire case since it broke. And I welcome your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube as we work our way through all of this. Links are in the description. Be sure to hit subscribe as well. The indictment also requires specific intent to kill, not recklessness, not malice, but a deliberate decision. That allegation doesn't describe someone who snapped. It describes someone who decided. And it's going to be important. These decisions, these charging documents, the verbiage in them means a lot, especially for a case where the defense of Nick Reiner is going to be very likely coming in hard on a mental health defect defense. Not guilty by reason of insanity. Did he understand what he was doing when he did it? That's going to be what they're going to try and come at this case with, very likely. Now, will that be allowed in? Is that a viable defense? That's all part of the ongoing discussions that they're going to be having in that courtroom and that we will be having right here. Because they're valid arguments and they're important discussions to have, because not all guilty by reason of insanity are created equal, and not all are reason of insanity. Some are planned. Some are just shitty human beings who plot and plan, and their baseline is this. It's always this. It's always psychopathic behavior, not a psychotic break, but psychopathic behavior, meaning this is who they are at all times. Not a break, not a snap from reality where something happened chemically induced by medication, lack of medication, the makeup of that person's own chemical imbalances, but no, psychotic, like a psychotic break is that someone who is a psychopath, which we don't know if he is. That's the baseline. That's life. And that's very different than someone who has a break. For all you going, what about Lindsey Clancy? That's the difference. I know. Doesn't work. It's not a fair comparison. It's not an equal comparison. It's not what we're even going to have because it's not what it is. It's a very different case, very different circumstances. And see, we can look at different things different ways. Not everybody is the same. In fact, no one ever is. Rob Reiner was 78. Michelle Singer Reiner was 70. Their daughter, Romy, found them in their master bedroom of their Brentwood home on December 14th of 2025. The medical examiner ruled both died within minutes of receiving multiple sharp force injuries. Romy lived across the street from her parents. She came to check on them that afternoon, told responding officers that another family member should be a suspect and was dangerous. That family member was her brother, Nick. Nick's 32. He'd been living in the guest house on his parents' property. He wasn't home when police arrived. The night before, the family had attended a holiday party hosted by Conan O'Brien. Witnesses said Nick kept asking other guests if they were famous. One source described his behavior as freaking everyone out. An argument with his father broke out during the party, and witnesses called it very loud. Rob and Michelle left the party hours later, around 2:15 in the morning. Nick was captured on surveillance footage walking alone near a gas station close to the family's Brentwood home. He checked into a Santa Monica hotel called the Pierside around 4 in the morning using his own credit card. The hotel was less than 5 miles from the house. Hotel staff said Nick appeared tweaked out and checked in, but had no visible blood or injuries. He booked the room for one night and never checked out. When staff cleaned it later that day, they found the shower full of blood and blood on the bedding. He was arrested that evening near USC in Exposition Park, about 14 miles from the Brentwood home. Surveillance footage shows him at a gas station buying a drink moments before police surrounded him. He did not resist. LAPD detectives went back to the Pierside Hotel the next morning. They searched Nick's room, telling the front desk staff they believed he used it to clean up and dispose of evidence. Prosecutors charged him with 2 counts of first-degree murder, no bail. He pled not guilty in February 26. Those charges already carried the death penalty. His family retained defense attorney Alan Jackson initially. Jackson withdrew in January 26, citing circumstances beyond his control. Meaning, the check's not clearing, guys. Again, that's conjecture. I can't prove that. And they told the court the case involved very complex and serious issues. And look, it does. It does. Public defender Kimberly Green has represented Nick since. At his first court appearance in December, Nick sat behind glass in a blue suicide prevention smock and handcuffs. The judge barred cameras from photographing him. His siblings, Jake and Romy, released a statement calling the loss of their parents unimaginable pain, and they asked for privacy. The arraignment was delayed twice because Nick hadn't been medically cleared to leave the jail. By the time he formally pled not guilty in February, Alan Jackson was already gone. Nick had been diagnosed with schizophrenia and schizoaffective disorder years before the killings. That wasn't a secret. His parents knew, the courts knew, and the doctors who changed his medication 3 weeks before December 14th knew. In 2020, California court placed him under an LPS conservatorship that's reserved for adults with a grave disability, people who can't provide their own food, clothing, or shelter because of a mental health disorder. A licensed fiduciary named Stephen Baer took over Nick's medical and medication decisions. The state had determined that Nick couldn't make those decisions for himself. That conservatorship expired in 2021, and from then on, Nick's treatment was voluntary. If you want to learn more about how these conservatorships work and, or more so, don't work, we got plenty of videos on that, too. Let's look up Nick Reiner on our channel. Go back to the beginning of the year when all this was beginning and going down. We dove deep into just how dysfunctional the conservatorship system in California actually is and how basically you get on it. And then from that moment forward, it finds every damn reason imaginable to get you off of it. Not because you're getting better, but because the system doesn't want you on it. Can you feed yourself? You're not qualified to be on it anymore. Basically, if you're not rocking back and forth in the corner of a room, drooling and nonverbal, you're not qualified to be on it. That's the way the system works. Families fight tooth and nail sometimes for years to get their loved one onto the conservatorship because they need the help. And then California says a big F you and finds every reason imaginable to push them off. And then essentially allowing that person to push themselves off into the ether of their illness and eventually hurt others or themselves. And then disappear. In 2015, Nick co-wrote a film with his father called Being Charlie. It was about a young man floating in and out of rehab and battling his parents over his addiction. It was based on Nick's life. Rob Reiner directed it, called it the most personal film he'd ever made. Nick told an interviewer at the time that he was lucky to have his parents who cared about him. In September of 25, 3 months before the killings, the family appeared together at a Los Angeles premiere of Spinal Tap 2. 3 months after that premiere, Rob and Michelle Reiner were found in their bedroom. In the weeks before December 14th, Nick's medication was changed after the prior regimen caused side effects. Sources told multiple outlets the switch made him more erratic. His behavior had allegedly become alarming. He had been treated at a facility specializing in mental illness and substance abuse that charges $70,000 a month. And his parents paid it. That worked out well. That's really worth the 70 G's a month, isn't it? Rob and Michelle Reiner spent years trying to get their son help. They paid for treatment. They let him live in their property. They brought him to premieres and they kept him close. The prosecutor's position, as of this indictment, is that he concealed his purpose from them and killed them on purpose. Lying in wait under California law requires a jury to find three things. The defendant hid what he planned to do. He watched and waited for his chance. And he attacked by surprise. As a special circumstance, this also requires intent to kill. The defendant doesn't have to be physically hiding. The concealment is about purpose, not location. And the prosecution says that's what they have. Prosecutors are asking a jury to find that a man under a conservatorship for grave disability 3 years earlier was capable of concealing his purpose, that someone whose medication had just been changed, whose family and doctors were watching him spiral, was simultaneously planning a concealed attack. The defense will argue the mirror image, which is exactly why the DA went to the grand jury. The official original case was headed for a public preliminary hearing this fall where the defense would cross-examine every witness. The DA skipped it. A grand jury indictment in California replaces the original charges and sends the case straight to pretrial. The defense gets no cross-examination, no witnesses of its own, no seat in the room. The standard is probable cause, not proof beyond a reasonable doubt. This indictment was returned on July 20th and sat sealed for more than 3 weeks. The prosecution chose the path that keeps its evidence out of public view until trial. It used that path to add the allegation that turns the mental health record into the central fight. Whatever the grand jury heard over those sealed weeks was enough for at least 12 jurors to vote for an indictment. DA Nathan Hochman called it a profound betrayal by someone loved and trusted by the very people he's accused of killing. Not a man in crisis, a betrayal. We're gonna examine all of this and break all this down in the coming weeks. This is new information that's coming in. We are just digesting it, and I am giving it to you. We're going to be discussing a lot of this in the coming weeks and months, and what it all means from all different perspectives. The word doing the heaviest lifting in the indictment is concealed. The entire defense case, the diagnosis, the conservatorship, the medication change, the erratic behavior will be measured against it. The prosecution is saying, yeah, he concealed it despite all of that. He was planning and plotting Nick pled not guilty to the indictment. He's held without bail at Twin Towers Correctional Facility, housed alone in a specialized medical observation unit. In April, he was disciplined after he became extremely hostile towards deputies over a shower escort delay. He lost phone visitation and commissary privileges for 5 days. The free trial hearing is set for September 15th. The death penalty decision has not been made, but the indictment just changed the math. The original charges carried one special circumstance, multiple murders. The indictment adds a second. If prosecutors pursue capital punishment and get a conviction, they walk into a penalty phase with two special circumstances instead of one. If they don't seek death, lying in wait still carries life without the possibility of parole. California has a moratorium on execution signed by Governor Newsom in 2019. The death penalty statute remains in effect. LWOP sentences are enforced. In June, Nick's attorneys filed a probate petition seeking access to a trust his parents set up when he was an infant. The trust holds more than $1.5 million, and his attorneys argued the funds were his, not his state assets. California's Slayer statute bars anyone convicted of intentionally killing someone from inheriting them, but he's not yet been convicted. So that puts it in kind of a, this might fund Alan Jackson territory. The indictment says he didn't just kill them. He waited. And what that means for the upcoming trial, what a jury will make of it, that is yet to be seen. What do you make of it? Give me your thoughts in the comments section on Substack and YouTube. That's where we're going to continue this conversation. Links are in the description. I look forward to you guys weighing in. And if you've not done so already, be sure to subscribe to the podcast. Take us with you in audio form wherever you go. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, whatever you use. That link right there, that QR code on the screen, scan it with your phone right now. It'll take you to whatever player you so choose and hit subscribe. Then you got us with you on the go. We have more content for you on our podcast platform than even on YouTube. So if you want access to all the trials, all of our insight, all of our interviews, all of our discussions, breaking things down, take it with you for your walk, when you're driving around, whatever, in the podcast form. Link is there. It's also just searching Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi wherever you get podcasts. Even easier, though, the QR code right there for you. Check it out. Okay. We'll continue our conversation off the air in the comments section. Until then, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery, but we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's the Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.